Hello everyone, I've been away for a while, and while I've been gone, quite a few big news items happened, and a lot of people have asked me to fill in with some takes on the latest goings-on. So over the next couple of days, I'm going to kind of do this semi-comeback from my holiday to give you a couple of videos. Today I'm going to talk about one of the most extraordinary things that has happened in the history of Donald Trump and the MAGA movement, which has been going for nigh on a decade now. Remember when he ascended, or descended, rather, the golden escalators all the way back in 2015. It's now 2025. And basically, Trump has done the equivalent of a massive heel turn. Remember Hulk Hogan? I just want to say that all you fans are trash.
What in the world are you thinking?
Mean Gene, the first thing you need to do is to tell these people to shut up if you want to hear what I got to say.
People throw him rubbish when he finally turned heel and became Hollywood Hogan. That is what Trump has done over Jeffrey Epstein.
Mr. President, I know you want to move past all this intrigue over the Epstein files, but I do want to ask you to clarify something you said this morning. You said this was all a hoax. Has your attorney general told you this was a hoax? What evidence have you seen?
No, it's not the attorney general. No, I know it's a hoax. It's started by Democrats. It's been run by the Democrats for 4 years. You had Christopher Wray and these characters and Comey before him. And it's a bad group. It started, actually, look at the Steele dossier that turned out to be a total hoax. The 51 agents, the intelligence, so-called intelligence agents, it was a hoax. It's all been a big hoax. It's perpetrated by the Democrats. And some stupid Republicans and foolish Republicans fall into the net.
And this whole saga is spiraling out of control. I have never seen the base, the MAGA base, so enraged against Trump, so out of sync with Trump. I've never seen Trump so badly miscalculate what is happening. So far, I've seen some significantly big names come out against Trump. Obviously, Tucker Carlson. I'm going to do a separate video, actually, on Tucker Carlson and his trials and tribulations soon, because I think it's a kind of separate topic, a little bit, what Tucker Carlson's been up to. But he's obviously one of the biggest ones. But then there's been Alex Jones, who's come out and said, I am not in your cult. Because if you missed the news, Donald Trump took to Truth Social and said, literally, if you keep on talking about the Epstein thing, if you don't drop it, I don't want you as a follower. I don't want you as part of MAGA if you're against the Epstein thing. And this is basically existential, I would say, for the MAGA base. This issue in particular, the idea of Epstein and the paedophile cabal, and this idea that the elite are rotten to the core, and they're all engaged in this kind of blackmail sexual network, has been an absolutely core issue to MAGA. And I'm going to take you on a bit of a... there's been Tucker Carlson, Robert Barnes, Viva Fry. I mean, there's been so many of them. Even Dr. Stephen Turley came out and said this is the biggest unforced error of Trump's presidency. So, and for him to criticize Trump is basically unprecedented. I've seen people burning their MAGA hats. I've seen people say that they lost friends over supporting Trump. They supported him through thick and thin, through the 2020 election ordeals, all his trials. They were doxxed. They were, in some cases, fired from their jobs. And they stuck with Trump through thick and through thin, through thick and through thin. But now it seems that this Truth Social, in fact, there was three of them, but the latest one where he said, if you don't drop this, I don't want you as a follower, where he basically cusses out the entire base and says that he doesn't want them as followers, has been taken as the straw that has broken the camel's back. So let's go on this bit of a history lesson with Epstein. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of the actual case itself. I want to focus on the promises that were made by the Trump camp and what has happened subsequently. Okay, so if you remember back during the campaign, they continuously said that they would release the Epstein files should they come to office. Okay, should Trump become the president again, Trump promised that he'd do that. Back in February, or could have been early March, but a couple of months in, and let's not forget, by the way, the first betrayal, and this is where I got that sinking feeling personally, was when Matt Gaetz was denied. Right, remember when Trump was making all his picks, and Matt Gaetz, he was our boy, he was the one, he was the guy who took no money from AIPAC, let's not forget, right? Matt Gaetz, the truest, bluest MAGA warrior. And for me, Matt Gaetz was almost personal, because he was born, but Matt Gaetz was born in the same year that I was. So for me, it felt like, well, Trump saying, or the Republicans saying, Gaetz, no, Gaetz doesn't get in. He gets shunted off to do some shitty third-rate news show somewhere. He doesn't get to be the AG. To me, that was the first signal that betrayal was going to be the signature note of Trump 2.0. Okay, that was the first thing. And I was personally very upset over that, as I said, at the time. Because for me, Gaetz was like one of us, basically getting to be the AG, something like that. And he was denied. Instead, this woman, Pam Bondi, was put in. And if you remember, back in February, she was like, oh, we've got the Epstein list, and we're going to release it all. And they got all these influencers with this dossier, and they posed with photos, and they were very noisy about it. And the base were like, okay, great, give it to us then, where is it? So then, a few months went past, and this, you know, Pam Bondi comes out again with Dan Bongo, or whatever his name is, some guy who owns Rumble, I think it is, or he's got a big podcast on there. Randomly was made, like, you know, he was given a role as well. And remember, Kash Patel, this guy we were all meant to get so excited about. I was never excited about Kash Patel, personally. In fact, I remember I wrote an article where the editorial team actually took out a line that I wrote about Kash Patel. I wrote an article called "Is Donald Trump Still Part of the Swamp?" You can still read it; it's still up there. And in that article, I said, "Oh, look, we're meant to get excited about a man called Kash Patel becoming the FBI director." Well, forgive me if I'm not that excited. I said that line was taken out by editorial. I understand. I understand why they took it out. I don't hold it against them, but you get the point, right? All of these guys, Bongo, Bondi, Patel, these were meant to be the ones to finally drain the swamp. Do you remember all the promises, all the Q shills, all the X-22 reports? It's going to be Hillary in chains in Gitmo. The world has to see. It's all going to be revealed. The 4D chess plan. The entire cabal is going to come down. Just two more weeks, just two more weeks, just two more weeks. Do you remember all that shit? Well, the day came. You got a couple of influencers parading around some dossiers. Then Bondi or Patel or one of these clowns came out and said, actually, there is no Epstein files. There isn't an Epstein files. They came out and they told you to your face, after parading the dossier around back in February, that there are no Epstein files.
Four. There is nothing there. Doesn't mean there was never anything there. It means we don't have anything actionable at all.
They did that. And then, to add insult to injury, when that went down like a lead balloon with the base, when everybody was like, what is this bullshit? You told us you were going to give it to us, and now you're saying the list doesn't exist. Kash Patel came out and said, look, I've been through the files, there's nothing there, guys. Then, cope spirals. Oh, don't worry, the God Emperor's going to, you know, don't worry, this is all part of Trump's plan. We're going to, you know, he's playing a game, blah, 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 saving Israel to last. All the copes, all the rubbish. All the usual crap. Trump comes out on Truth Social and tells us that the Epstein files were a Democrat hoax.
No, no, she's given us just a very quick briefing, and in terms of the credibility of the different things that they've seen, and I would say that, you know, these files were made up by Comey, they were made up by Obama, they were made up by the Biden, we went through years of that with the Russia hoax, with all of the different things that we had to go through. We've gone through years of it.
From the same Democrat Obama playbook as the Russia hoax and all of the other shit they've tried to do to it. And Trump came out and thought that that was going to fly. He came out after his AG had promised the list, then said the list didn't exist, and then said, actually, the list does exist, but it's a Democrat hoax. Then, when he was actually ratioed on Truth Social, which is a supreme achievement, by the way. Remember, Truth Social is a network set up around Trump. Nobody's on Truth Social that I know. Okay, I never joined it. Most people have never joined it because I'm on Twitter. Like, no, normal people are on Twitter, right? So, like, the Trump sycophants, the X-22 reports, you have to be, like, a proper maggotard to be on Truth Social. And Trump got ratioed on his own platform, coming out with that crap. So what did Trump do? Did he back down? No. He doubled down. He tripled down and said, and drew a line in the sand and said, listen, if you don't drop this Epstein stuff, you're off Team Trump. I don't want you as part of MAGA. You're not part of my team anymore. So literally now, there is Team former MAGA, I guess, and Team Epstein. And it's been quite interesting to watch where people fall. Who's on Team former MAGA and who's on Team Epstein? And I have to say, I have been pleasantly surprised by how many fairly large, some of them massive influencers who've come out firmly against Trump on this. They've shown backbone, they've shown spine, they've shown principles, they've shown that actually, when push comes to shove, something matters above the cult of personality. And there are other people who have stunningly failed that test, most of whom, it has to be said, were also with Trump on bombing Iran and are firmly on the kind of Israel first camp. That correlation has been very interesting to witness. In fact, while I was on holiday, I had a little running joke where I kind of noted down all of the people who were coming out against Tucker Carlson and coming out saying, actually, you don't need to worry about Epstein anymore. And, well, let's just say pattern recognition is what we do here, isn't it, friends? And, well, there was certainly a pattern. So, what does all this mean? Well, I honestly think, and this is my honest assessment, I think Trump is cooked. I think that he's so badly misplayed this that, I mean, there was a poll that came out showing that of all Americans now, not just MAGA, all Americans, only 3% of Americans are satisfied with the way Trump has handled the Epstein case. Okay? 3%. And as I joked on Twitter, half of them are absolute, you know, like captive dreamer, just voting over and over again. You know, you're down to people with so little kind of, with so few principles, with so little going on in their lives, that there's literally nothing Trump could do, including covering up the biggest pedo rape scandal maybe in American history. And the thing is, it goes to the heart. The reason why this is so existential is because it goes to the heart of what MAGA was meant to be. Donald Trump was meant to be not John McCain. Donald Trump was meant to be the opposite of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and all of these other swamp creatures. Instead, he's trying to primary Thomas Massie. He's endorsing Lindsey Graham, who's just jizzing himself about bombing Russia and Iran on a daily basis. People didn't vote for this shit. And the thing is that the MAGA base have so much patience. They're willing to take so much shit. And I've watched them do it. Story after story, disappointment after disappointment, cope after cope after cope. They grinned and bared it. I know the president. I trust the president. I know what he's doing is right, ultimately. The Iran thing, they try to spin into a win somehow. You know, but there's only so much. And now we've learned where the limits of that are for most of the MAGA base. And the limit was Epstein. The limit is this Epstein story. Now, and it's kind of fitting in a way, because Epstein's so kind of like sensational and Jerry Springer-ish and kind of Alex Jonesy, isn't it? So, yeah.
And your statements about, you know, you people that bring this up don't even deserve to be involved in this movement. You are excommunicata. You are henceforth ex cathedra from the mouth of the God King. You are expelled from the church of the holy golden toad, Donald John Trump. Well, I was never in the church of the holy golden toad. I do like you being a maverick, standing up for the country. We have the same enemies. I respect your stamina and courage. Been a big cheerleader when I agree with what you're doing. But if I'm being excommunicated, let me be clear, I was never in your church to be excommunicated. So you can't excommunicate me because I was never in your church.
I honestly think Trump is cooked. What's really interesting, though, and this is where I think there's a little bit of a silver lining to all of this, there was always a question about whether MAGA as a movement could survive the personality and the figure of Donald Trump, or whether when Trump goes, it all goes, okay? What has happened in the past week or the past 2 weeks, and it's, you have to give credit, Tucker Carlson's a huge part of it, and I'm going to do a separate video on Tucker because I think what's happened there is really interesting too. But people like Robert Barnes, people like Viva Fry, the People's Pundit, all of these guys who have been MAGA to the core for years, Alex Jones, I mean, there's so many of them, they've come out and they've said, no, this is what we stand for. This platform is bigger than Donald Trump. These are the things we want, and we're not going to take it. We're mad as hell, and we're not going to take it anymore. And that has been extremely interesting to watch play out, because for the first time, it seems like MAGA can break out from the kind of narrow cult of personality that it was turning into something that may become properly serious and even existential for the regime. As I said in my analysis all last year, I believe the regime, by which I meant the Zionist faction within the regime, wanted Trump, and that Kamala Harris was a jobber. They believed that Trump could be the man to sell the shit they want to do to the American people. They were banking on the fact that when Trump said I could go into Times Square and shoot a guy and the crowd would still be with me, that he was telling the truth. And of course, there was the assassination attempt. So there's a huge narrative about God being on his side. Trump was never stronger coming into office. But what we found is there's a limit to how much the base will take, and that he's drawn a line and they've drawn a line. I feel like this is basically it for Trump. I mean, I don't know what he'd have to do. He'd have to like pull a full U-turn on this Epstein thing, or literally like deport like 5 million people or something to get people back on side from where he is here. I've seen his approval rating is down 10 points over this one issue over the past couple of weeks. So things are looking pretty bad for Trump. One of Trump's worst, I mean, I say worst week or two. I honestly think that he's had a bad couple of months. Remember, I didn't really buy any of the Liberation Day tariff bullshit either. I thought that was a giant swizz and a cuck from Trump. Hasn't materialized all the stuff he promised. Remember, this was meant to be a golden age. It was meant to be a golden age. Turns out the only person who thinks we're living in a golden age is Ben Shapiro. Imagine you're down to the strongest MAGA voice being Ben Shapiro, the original Never Trumper. And people like Mark Levin and Lindsey Graham. This is not who people voted for. This is not what people thought MAGA was about. So, yeah, my take on things is that it couldn't have gone worse for Trump. I asked a lot of people, do you still support him? Tons of people, prominent people, people who've been true blue over the years, said, honestly, I cannot say that I am still with him after this. It was the breaking point for hundreds and hundreds, if not millions of people. And honestly, it's sad. It's sad to see, because people have been so loyal. They've been so. If there's anything else you can say about the MAGA base, is that they've been loyal to a fault. Loyal to a fault. And basically, Trump has turned around and spat it all in their face. Like I said, it's the Hulk Hogan 1996 biggest heel turn ever, is what it is. All right, pick up a course at the academic agency. I guess promo code Scorcher is still working, and I'll catch you next time. It's the academic agency summer sale. Use the promo code Scorcher. 25% off all courses. Scorcher. Get it now. Scorcher. 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 Promo code Scorcher. 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 Buy it now. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the academic agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just 3 of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.